You're listening to an edited version of the live Voices of Montana statewide radio program. Find us on Facebook and subscribe for further podcasts wherever you get your audio on demand. I'm Tom Schultz, host of the program. Thanks for joining us, and please feel free to contact me at studio@voicesofmontana.com. I'm not going to lie, this next segment is going to, well, it's going to pull at the heartstrings there, and it's in a painful way, too, especially for the family members, the emotions of community and friends and family members in the tragic passing of a young life. That's, it's just inexpressible. And so I won't even try. But, you know, the segment can also give you hope, too, because there's always hope and purpose. There's hope in an important, there's hope in a good purpose. And the young life, the young lady's name is Mariah, and she lost her life nearly 6 years ago in a car accident. A year before that, at age 16, she started an anti-bullying campaign in her high school, Helena Capital, and that group continues today. And also that that momentum, that need, that purpose continues today, too. And it just seems to be growing and growing. In fact, the group today supports a scholarship program, which is supported by coffee. And aren't we all? We're going to tell the story today of Mariah. And welcome Mariah's father, Jeff Swingley. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good morning, Tom. Doing well.
Thank you for being here. Appreciate that. Also, Christina Siminski is with us, a biology teacher at Capital High School, who has is spearheading this Niceness is Priceless Club at Capital High, and it's spreading, isn't it, Christina?
Yes, it's spread throughout our entire district.
Really cool. We want to bring some awareness into how this can spread across Montana to other schools as well. But, Jeff, let's start back in 2015 when Mariah created the Niceness is Priceless program at age 16. I mean, she must have been a very caring and kind person. What was in her heart that motivated her to try and address teenage and school bullying?
Yeah, Mariah was a very just sweet, compassionate young lady. She, I think, saw a need with friends around her and something that was needed. And so she had initially started it on Facebook, where she provided encouragement and outlet for friends that were struggling, and just encouraging words. Mariah herself had some medical challenges that just before her passing were improving, but she did have some challenges. And so I think it was inspiration for her. But yeah, she started it at that point to just really provide some outreach and a positive outlook for people and saying, hey, there's hope. That's going to be okay.
Christina, you talk about Mariah as well, because you taught her, a biology teacher, mm-hmm. at Capital High School.
Yeah, I had Mariah for 2 years, both in earth science and biology, and I followed what Mariah had started online on Facebook. And Mariah was this spunky, sweet kid who was really struggling with some medical issues. And she just, instead of like giving up or being sad, she took that pain and turned it into purpose and tried to really be a light for other students who were struggling with their own issues.
Jeff, that's how you got through this, too. I mean, like I say, it's inexpressible when you lose a loved one like that. And a lot of people go through that. I mean, we can relate to that, sort of going through it now myself. But putting pain to purpose, that had to help you.
Yeah, it did. You know, the interesting thing is the day that Mariah passed away, she was actually out giving someone a ride or making an offer for someone that had a doctor appointment. So, you know, the day that she was doing it, Mariah was doing what she did best. She was talented in many ways. And, you know, in a situation like this, you can go negative and stay there, or you can find some positive out of it. And that's what Mariah would said. I always said Mariah would say, well, what's your life plan? What are you going to do? Instead of always looking at some other elements, some basic elements, what are you going to do? And so what we had done, along with Mariah's mom, has kept the Niceness is Priceless Facebook page going. And then Christina, just a wonderful lady. I can't say enough about her. Was willing to carry on that legacy. Part of that, what we needed to do is we wanted to provide some scholarships to recognize kids that were doing great things, along with the good work that Christina is doing. And I'll let her speak to that. But we needed a funding mechanism. And so in addition to some donations, we created a coffee in Mariah's name through a local coffee shop, Fire Tower Coffee Shop in Helena. And so we worked with Nord Johnson down there to come up with a blend of coffee. It's a medium blend that speaks to, hey, everyone's all-inclusive, and it's organic. And so all the proceeds go to this program and the scholarships. And it's called Yaya's Blend. We actually couldn't leave it as Mariah's Blend because there's a coffee company in California that has Mariah's Blend trademarked. And so Yaya, Y-I-A-H, I named it that. That's what I used to call her. It was a nickname. And so we've trademarked that coffee, and all the proceeds go into funding the scholarships and helping with the program.
Well, and that's really cool. And I want to give credit to Nord at Fire Tower Coffee. We all love our coffee, too. So I want to talk about these scholarships here in just a bit, too, Jeff. But I want to go back to Christina here. Christina, as much as we can talk about the challenges that we have at our schools, it doesn't necessarily have to be our high school level, but, you know, we talk about suicide in Montana on a frequent basis, and the statistics are a gut punch, and they ought to be. Especially teen suicide, and also when you consider the number of teens who have attempted that, part of that related to bullying. Talk about how this program, Niceness is Priceless, helps at the high school level.
Yeah, so we've actually, we do a lot at the high school level to give kids a place that they can come that's safe, where they feel included. And I try to teach the kids that even if you're struggling, you can find joy and be the light for somebody else. Like, you may not be able to change the entire world as a high school student in Helena, Montana, but you can make a difference in somebody else's life. And so we do a lot to kind of targeted kindness. We started with kind of just random acts of kindness, but we've really transformed into trying to identify students who are struggling in some way and to try to let them know, like, we care about you. So for students who've lost family members, we write them a personalized card and give their family a gift card just to go get dinner. And we just really try to build a climate that's welcoming and to let people know that we care about them. We do not this year because of all of the COVID things, but normally we have random mornings where we greet the students that are coming in for the morning with hot chocolate or donuts and just say hi to them. We've gone out during lunch and tried to find students that are just sitting in the hall alone and invited them to come sit with us and have a place where they feel welcomed. But one of the things that I really am passionate about with this program is spreading it into the K-8 level as well. And so what we've been trying to accomplish with that initiative is really working on empathy building and teaching kids the skills that they need to help one another out and to reach out and to not judge each other. And so that's been a big focus. And so I'm really proud of all of the work that the students have done, and it's been made possible completely by all of the support we've received from Jeff and Tracy and Yaya's Blend. And so it's just been probably the thing I'm most proud of in my career. And it's been such an honor to be able to carry on Mariah's kind of goal and dreams, and to be that light for other people within our school. And so that's really what the program is about, is just helping people feel included and teaching kids how to do that, and just how to have those interpersonal skills and to recognize others and really notice each other. I think with the addition of cell phones, that's become more difficult for students. Mm-hmm. And so I really think that has been an important part of the club.
I want to also, before I run out of time, stay with you. Christina Siminski is with us here, a high school teacher. It's biology at Capital High School. After 6 years of this program, or 6 years since the passing of Mariah, you've probably learned a little bit along the way. It's district-wide in the Helena area.
Yeah.
How easy is this to transfer now because of that experience to other schools, and how do other schools get involved?
Yeah, so we are going to be putting on we're going to be involved in a conference in Billings this summer, but the plan is to also do some presentations at the teacher conference in the fall. And so we really do want to spread this around to other schools. It's really, we've done a lot of work to make it so that another school could just take exactly what we have, take the model that we have, and get going with it. It's not a super expensive program to run. It costs about $1 per student per year. And so it's something that I, that would be kind of my ultimate dream, is to spread it to every school district in Montana. But if school districts are interested in starting this club, they just need to reach out and they can contact me. My name is very hard to spell. So would you like me to share my email address for anybody that's listening?
Yes, please. If you're willing.
Okay. Yeah. It's CSIEMINSKI at HelenaSchools.org. And my phone number is 459-1062 in case anybody wants to reach out. I would love to help you start this in your school district.
Yeah, Christina Siminski, a biology teacher at Capital High School. And as she said, it is S-I-E-M-I-N-S-K-I. But if you do a search or contact Capital High, as for Christina Siminski, you'll get hooked up. Jeff, before we run out of time here, we got about a minute and a half. Yaya loved coffee. And so this is a natural. But how do people continue to support this program so it can spread to other schools and we can address anti-bullying?
Yeah, so they can contact Fire Tower Coffee through their website. They can contact on Facebook through the Niceless is Priceless site. And by the way, Niceless is Priceless, as well as Yaya's Blend, are both federally trademarked now. And so that's another accomplishment. We took the time and money to get them trademarked to protect those for future use. But yeah, so through our Facebook page, Niceless is Priceless, that Mariah's mom manages, as well as Fire Tower Coffee. My email address real quick, too, in case somebody wanted to order some. We've sent all throughout the country, too. J Swingley, that's JSWINGLEY 09@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you. I got that, too. We'll post them up there on the podcast. And thank you for that. When I get to Fire Tower, I'm going to order me some Yaya's Blend. All right, Jeff?
Excellent. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, love that medium roast. Thank you, Jeff. God bless you. And Christina, bless you as well for your efforts.
Thank you so much.